Hello, I'm Katie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're all booked. Welcome back to the fifth episode of the Sterling Municipal Library Podcast, where we talk to you about books that we would like to recommend.
And here with us today, we have our library director, Jamie Eustace, and she is going to talk about The Power.
Yeah, so the book is called The Power. It's by Naomi Alderman. It is the winner of the Bailey's Women's Prize for Fiction, which makes perfect sense. This is definitely a book about women and probably would most be enjoyed by women. It's in our sci-fi section, which is interesting. I don't love sci-fi. I'm not a big fantasy sci-fi reader, but this is what is sometimes called speculative fiction. So it takes place, so not exactly in the future, like it's the idea that it's the future, but it's not totally noticeable as the future. It's like regular society like we live today, but something has changed that has turned everything on its head. The thing that has changed in this book is that teenage girls and then women start to get a power, which, for lack of a better explanation, they're able to electrocute people, men, but each other as well, and they can either apply like small amounts of electrical induced pain, or they can actually kill you.
That sounds amazing.
Yes, it is quite a premise. So it's like a little bit like The Handmaid's Tale, and Margaret Atwood actually writes the little blurb promoting the book, but it's just a future turned a little bit twisted because of this power.
Mm-hmm. What were your first impressions of the book? When you first started reading it, what were you thinking?
You know, I don't like to read much about what a book is going to be like. I kind of like to just jump into it. I didn't know much about this book. And it has a great beginning. It starts where this girl is Irish, I think, and she and her mom get, their home is invaded, and she gets locked in this closet, for lack of a better word, a cupboard. And she doesn't know she has this power. Mm-hmm. But in her attempt to escape, she kind of figures it out. And so it's great for the reader because the reader has to figure out what's going on at the same time that the girls are figuring it out, that the characters are figuring it out, that everyone in the book. But then it pretty soon becomes clear that women can do this thing. And it really changes, of course, the balance of power between the characters. And it's global. The book takes place, there's different sets of characters. There's a part that takes place in Nigeria, a part that takes place in Moldova, the United States, and Ireland, I think, are like the main places. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of happening all over the world at the same time. Also a religious theme that comes up in this book, which is really interesting, based on the idea that Mary would be the head of the church or more powerful because she's the mother.
Yes. Yeah, because although Jesus was the son of God, Mary birthed him. So she came first.
Yeah, and she made it happen. Mm-hmm. So
with the shift, do you end up seeing more women priests?
Sort of like a woman Jesus.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Is that how a woman is definitely the head of a certain church.
Okay.
Yeah. But the religion one in this book, they didn't really abuse their power. Like the political, when women got political tribal power. That's where it really went south.
And you said before you came in here that you were looking at some of the reviews. What were some of the criticisms that you saw of the book?
Some, like the one-star reviews on Amazon are always fascinating. Sometimes I think that people who are just like don't really appreciate or don't write those one-star reviews, but they were pretty legit. I mean, I think the criticisms are pretty valid. One, that it's an oversimplification. Two, that, you know, this would never happen. Three, that the political statement it's making is really clear because the kind of the premise is what would happen if the balance of power changed and women were more powerful physically than men. And, you know, we would all like to think that women would run a kinder, gentler universe. And in fact, in this book, the exact opposite happens. So I think a lot of the criticisms were that it was overly simplified, that the characters weren't well developed. And I totally disagree with that. I really liked the characters. I thought they did a good job. And some people said the writing was crap, but
I thought it was great.
Yeah, Katie also read it. I thought the writing was good. It was interesting. I listened to this book. The Audible version is fantastic. Mm-hmm. The narration is good. But you do want to know what happens. You are invested in the characters. So I thought those one-star reviews were not spot on. But it's not a book for everybody. I would definitely be careful who I would recommend it to.
Yeah.
It can get gruesome.
Mm-hmm.
In parts, it's pretty graphic in certain parts, so yeah.
Yeah, and I read an interview with the author where a lot of the criticism was about how it was a dystopia, and she says, if you think this is a dystopia, then a dystopia is already happening, because things that happen to people in these books already happen to women all over the world.
Yes.
It's not new, it's just different.
Yeah, it's different because it's the men who become the target of violence.
Yeah.
And that's the part that's hard to read, and it isn't really dystopian, it's speculative.
Yeah.
And it's... you know, this will probably never happen.
Mm-hmm.
If it did happen, I hope women would behave
better.
But just like men's, it's not that simple. There are good women characters. Mm-hmm. Power, whether it's in the hands of men or women, can be abused. So
yeah.
There's definitely in the book female characters that have good intentions and
mm-hmm.
get along. And
try to help people.
And there's a few that really go to town and abuse their power.
Although I have to ask, how would you help people with the power of electrocution?
Most of the time you wouldn't use your power.
Right.
You know, which is like men now. Most of the time they don't go around, you know, physically dominating people.
Yeah.
But to protect yourself, you would use it. To protect other people, you could mm-hmm. use it. There's a few other ways they use it that probably sure. are not fit for radio. But it's interesting is what it is. Mm-hmm. It's a great book to discuss.
Okay, so now that we've kind of covered our introductory points, we're going to get into the game show portion, and I will introduce some game show music. That was very good game show music. So our first game show round is casting the main characters.
So this... I would not be surprised at all if they made this into a movie. It really would play well on the big screen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the name of these actors, but there was a movie by E. Night Shyamalan. I think it's called Split,
mm-hmm.
the kind of horror movie.
Yeah.
In which the main character took captive a group of girls
mm-hmm.
and tortured them. And I think they would be excellent actresses in this movie. That would be fair turnabout, I think.
Yeah. So the next round is our rapid fire round, and we're going to ask 5 random questions, and all we ask is that you do not give explanation for the answers that you give us. So Leslie, you can go first.
All right, so which character would you relate with the most?
The mother.
My question is going to be, what's the most memorable description of one of the main characters? What do you remember most about them? One person.
It'd probably be Rosie, just that she's super scrappy. Yeah. Physically, I can't remember what any of the characters look like, but she's scrappy.
Is there a character you wanted to kill off?
Oh, yeah. Yes, the male politician, I would say, would be the first to go.
What food would you pair with this book?
Red meat. Undercooked red meat.
Where do you think would be the best place to read this book?
Not in a swimming pool. On your couch. Just... Saturday afternoon with a bunch of women around. I guess it would be better to read it not in the company of men.
Yes.
We are going to have you roll the dice, and you are going to read a line from the page number and line number that you get with your roll.
Okay, so for page number 19 and line number 1. So hold on. Page 19, the first sentence. Okay, it's a little dialogue, so... Here it goes. It has to be fake. Fox News is saying it's not. Fox News would say whatever makes the most people tune in to Fox News.
That's wow. Totally there we go.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us and sharing with us this very thought-provoking read. Mm-hmm. I actually really want to go read it now.
So that's The Power, everybody, Naomi Alderman.
And the audiobook really is very good if anyone is interested in audiobooks.
Yeah, it's fantastic narration.
And stay tuned next week for more fantastic book recommendations from our library staff.
Bye. See ya.